Welcome to Taking the Higher Road, a special show dedicated to the trucking industry, specifically at the confluence of recruiting, retention, and compliance. In the fourth year as the host of this show, I bring over two decades of industry experience, both on the carrier side as well as the vendor side. Each week, I interview industry experts and thought leaders who bring their insight to the driver lifecycle as we discuss the industry's greatest challenges. I always appreciate your feedback, good or bad. Don't forget to leave a rating and a review. I'd also like to thank and highlight the show's valuable sponsors. Their dedication, their commitment to the industry and to the show is greatly appreciated. If you're interested in being a sponsor of the show or joining me for an interview, please email jeremy@takingthehighroad.com. This week, I'm honored to be joined by a passionate leader who's on a mission to address a chronic industry issue, the prevalence of diabetes among a large percentage of America's truck drivers. Kay Pfeiffer, Senior Vice President for Nashville, Tennessee-based True Life Care. Thank you so much for joining me, Kay.
Thank you for inviting me today. I'm so excited about this call.
Well, this is an important conversation and most certainly hits home when we realize that the average life expectancy of a CDL driver is just 61 years old. I'd love for you to unpack the real problem here, and perhaps you can educate us a bit about diabetes and why this is such a big deal and what can be done in order to get it under control. I'd love to learn more about True Life Care and the great work you're doing to help those in need. Perhaps you can share what working with TLC looks like and even share some successes of some longstanding TLC customers. And then lastly, we'll answer a question from a listener during our deeper dive segment. Does that work for you?
That sounds wonderful.
All right. Well, I'd like to dive right in. Let's start by just defining the problem. How many CDL drivers have diabetes? And how has this become such a chronic issue?
Well, first we'll start with the fact that there's 39 million Americans that have diabetes, and it is expected by 2030 that it's 16 million Americans. Diabetes has exploded 600% in the last 50 years, and it's not going away. In the trucking industry, it's estimated that there's 500,000 drivers that have diabetes. It's 15 to 17% of the population of drivers have diabetes. It's a huge problem.
That's a larger percentage than even the average, you know, the population. While 39 million is an ungodly number, but as a percentage of the population, while that's horrible, and as you said, it's exploding, the percentage from a driver standpoint is even more acute.
15 to 17%. In the blue-collar world, it's 10%. In the trucking world, it's 15 to 17%. In the American Indian population, it's 20%. So in the trucking world, it's very high.
Now, I know the path to real progress and change often starts with awareness, with education. And when I hear diabetes, it's always either type 1 or type 2. Do you mind sharing with the audience the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes?
Sure. I think that there's a lot of confusion out there. People just think diabetes, so it's terrible. What is it? How do you manage it? Well, out of the 39 million Americans that have diabetes, 5% have type 1. So type 1 used to be known as juvenile diabetes, but people are getting it later in life. Type 1 means your body does not produce insulin, and we all need insulin to break down the sugar. So type 1 is insulin dependent for life. There's no ands, ifs, and buts about it. If you don't give yourself insulin, you'll go into a diabetic coma and die. But that's 5% of the population. 95% of the population has type 2 diabetes. And type 2 is a lifestyle disease. If you're unhealthy, if you have a lot of stress in your life, if you have high blood pressure, if you eat a little bit too much, if you don't exercise, over 10 years, you can give yourself type 2 diabetes, but it's a lifestyle disease. So you can put it in remission and you can't put type 1 in remission.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And so when we're talking about the exponential growth of, it's generally in that type 2 bucket, right? It's
correct.
Whose lifestyle is such that they've put themselves into a position of now having this condition.
And the scary part of all of that is if you choose not to manage your diabetes, which is very hard, and we'll talk about that in a minute, 50 people a day go blind from unmanaged complications, 220 a day have an amputation. Think about how a person's life changes if they have an amputation. 240 a day go into end-stage renal failure and are on dialysis for life. None of that has to happen if you get the right help.
And I think that's what's key. And that's, you know, we on this show, we often talk about the challenges of of recruiting and retaining drivers. We talk about the driver shortage, about driver turnover. And we've even gotten into, you know, the maintenance of equipment. In fact, companies will spend tons of money, rightfully so, on maintaining their expensive equipment. But what are they doing to help maintain their most valuable asset, their drivers? You know, why has this gotten to be such a big deal in the industry? And what can we as an industry do about it? How do we get ahead of this problem or get it under control?
Well, that's a lot of questions. I think it's, you know, there's 80,000 driver shortage that we have right now, right? And there's 500,000 drivers that have diabetes. If we don't do all that we can to help those 500,000 drivers that have diabetes manage their disease, what are they going to do? They're going to fall into the shortage, right? And in America, we can't have less drivers. We need drivers to go across the country, right? So I believe as a health educator who's worked in this industry for 10 years, we need to do, every single trucking company needs to do everything that they can to help somebody manage the disease because it is manageable. The problem is the way the healthcare system is set up. You go to the doctor said, your sugar level's high, you've got diabetes, go change your eating habits, go change your exercise habits. And what happens? You walk out the door and it's like, oh my God, I got to go back to work, to school, to life. How do I do that? And you know, we're a pill popping country. There's about a pill for everything. And it's much easier to just take a pill and think you'll be okay. But that doesn't really work in the long run.
Yeah. And to your point, it's addressable. And I think that's why you're on this show. And I'm, you know, I'd love to get it. I definitely want to get into TLC and the work that you're doing there specifically, but I'd like to get into your background for a minute. You talked about, you know, education. You've been in the industry 10 years. What was it specifically? This is more than a job for you. You know, what was it that attracted you to this cause?
It's more than a job for me. My very first job ever was as a candy striper at 14. And I worked at a hospital and I thought, well, why are all these sick people in here? And a doctor said to me, because they don't take care of themselves. And I thought, well, why would you want to be in a hospital? So that kind of guided my college and my graduate school and my work. And I've been in I'm a health educator. I've been in the industry forever. And then in college, I had a dear friend who had type 1 diabetes. I didn't even really know what it was. And she died of complications. And then I had two friends of my parents die of diabetes complications. And when I found out about working for True Life Care, I thought, wait, you could help these people not lose their sight, not lose their leg, not go on dialysis. I thought, all right, I want to do that. And I also work in an emergency room at a hospital here in Nashville, and I see at nighttime those people who don't get the help that they need. And they come into their hospital and their toes are black. It's amputation. They spend a week in the hospital. It's like, it doesn't have to happen. And that makes me so passionate about, if we could help one person learn how to manage their disease, they'll stay on they'll keep driving. They won't lose their leg. You know, and truckers want to stay on the road. And 61, that's just terrible. The average life expectancy for a man is 78.
Yeah. 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 61 is unacceptable. And a lot of it is because of this, and as well as other comorbidities. But this is a very significant one. Maybe the most prevalent one. I'm not certain, but certainly easily the most addressable.
The trifecta is sleep apnea, diabetes, and high blood pressure. And if you have diabetes, 93% of those who have diabetes also have hypertension. And the beauty about what we do, and we'll talk about it in a minute, is we help with all the comorbidities.
Well, I mean, maybe that's a good segue to share about TLC and the work that you're doing to solve this epidemic, you know, across the industry.
Sure. So as Jeremy said, we're in Nashville, Tennessee. The name of the company is called True Life Care. We work with large self-funded organizations, trucking companies, manufacturing companies, schools, banks, and we provide all the support an individual needs to manage their diabetes. So we provide RNs, who I use the analogy, an angel on your shoulder there to help you to manage your disease. We provide free testing supplies. I've had truck drivers say to me, okay, if I have to go to the pharmacy and pick up test supplies and it's $35 or $55, and my choice is between spending the money on test supplies or taking my wife out to dinner, guess what I'm going to do? So what they do is they spend the money on on going out to dinner with their wife. And if they don't manage their diabetes, they could end up in the hospital. So we provide all the tools, all the resources, all the free supplies, all the free blood pressure cuffs, all the nurse support for diabetes and all the comorbidity, with the goal of helping an individual a lot of education, learn what they need to do so they don't end up in the hospital, so they don't lose their foot, so they don't lose their legs, so they don't lose their sight.
An angel on their shoulder. I like that because the visual that it gives you, but it also, it's, I'm in your corner. I'm on your side. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you make good decisions. And furthermore, provide you with some of the things that kind of, to your point, left to their own devices, oftentimes, even if you educate them about the importance of it, they still have, they, a crossroads comes, a choice has to be made, and they might make the wrong choice because of convenience. And we just need to help them a lot more than that. We owe it to them as an industry, I think.
Well, I think we owe it to them too. And I think there's a huge difference between telling somebody to go to an app and download an app and engage with an app to change your behavior. I don't believe, as a health educator for 30 years, that an app changes behavior. I mean, if it helps you, that's great. But I love our program because we have bilingual nurses, angel on your shoulder, there to help you in your journey. Some of our drivers call us a few times a week. Hey, I'm at a truck stop. What do I eat? Where do I go? What do I do? So they provide all the support, all the education, all the tools, all the resources that that person needs so they don't end up in the hospital. And we've been doing this for 11 years now, and we know what we're doing is working. And we can talk about that in another point.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I assume there's a strong business case for working with TOC on top of the fact that it's just the right thing to do. Can you share maybe some of the benefits for carriers that embrace TLC's program, and what can they expect to see as a result?
Okay, so let's just give an example. If you have 5,000 employees and you have multiplied, it's between 15 and 70% of that population has diabetes. So let's say, just say 16%. So that's 800 people that have diabetes, right? Then you multiply it by $16,000. The average medical spend for someone who has diabetes is 3 to 4 times as much. So take 800 times 16,000, and it's $12 million. Right? So if there's anybody that's listening to this, do the math. 16% of your population times $16,000, and that's what you're spending from a healthcare medical perspective on their care. If you want to reduce the medical spend, then provide the tools, the resources, the education and support that people need so they could manage their disease, so they're not in the hospital. Nobody wants to lose their leg. Nobody wants to be on dialysis. Nobody wants to go blind. But unfortunately, along the way, some of these folks haven't gotten the help that they need, and that's what ends up happening.
Yeah, that's what happens if you don't get the help. But kind of to your point, nobody as a carrier, nobody wants to lose their good drivers. It's tough enough. And when you have really good drivers that know, that are safe, that know the routine, they know the company, that they fit in well with the culture, but they're not passing a physical, or they're not getting a, you know, at least a 1 or 2 year, you know, cert. These are the kind of some of the things that can help get that, you know, pave the way for a healthier life, right?
Right. Well, I've been in the healthcare industry my whole career, so over 30 years. And the problem with the healthcare system is, you know, doctors' job is to diagnose you, right? Their job is to diagnose you, and then you've got to figure out what to do, right? So they diagnose you. Jeremy, you've got diabetes. Okay, I'll see you in 3 months. And what do you do? You walk out the door and you're like, oh, what do I do? Some people can get all the resources they need. Some people don't know where to go. Some people think with type 2, oh, I'll be okay. Oh, I'll be okay. And you actually will be okay for a few years, maybe even 8, 9, 10 years. You will be okay. But at some point, the disease is wreaking havoc on your body and you're risking all those things I talked about, your sight, your legs, your kidneys. I mean, who would want to do this? And if you're a driver and you lose your leg, what's going to happen to your career?
And what about productivity? How about, you know, work comp claims, those sorts of things? Are those issues also that...
That's great, workers' comp claim. One of our largest clients in the manufacturing world started working with us because their worker comp claims were so outrageous. And when they looked at all the claims data, they realized that they were outrageous because they had so many people that had diabetes that weren't getting the help that they needed. And you talked a minute ago about turnover. Right. We all know in the trucking world, their turnover is high, right? And sometimes trucking companies will say to me, well, they're going to leave anyway. We have research that shows that the retention rate for the people that are in our program is higher than the retention rate for people who aren't in our program. Well, think about it. You've got a disease. You're working at a company that's helping you manage your disease, which means you can stay in your position longer. You don't risk the severity of losing your sight or your leg or your kidneys. They're paying for your test supplies. They pay for the angel on your shoulder. They pay for your blood pressure cuffs. They pay for you to have an advocate to support you, to talk to you whenever you want. And then you have the option of leaving that or going somewhere else. I mean, if you're really sick, and we know now that that's true, that people will stay if they're getting the help. Because again, nobody wants to lose all those really important parts of your body.
To your point, though, it's treatable. And when if you're the driver and you're working for a carrier who's providing this sort of service, this sort of relief, this sort of help, that angel on your shoulder, you know that that's you're working for a company that cares enough to spend money to help you with a problem that you have, with a goal, an aim of helping you to treat it and address it. And even, as you said, you can go into remission.
You can put it in remission. We're working with a big company out in Arizona, and one of the gentlemen started our program last January. He was 325 pounds. He's been in the program for a year now. He's down to 225 pounds, and he's just, his A1C level went from 10 all the way down to 5. He's like so excited. He loves us. He's jumping up and down. But if he didn't get the help, I mean, he was in and out of the hospital so many times a year before then. And finally, when the company introduced our program, he jumped right on board and said, I want help. I'm sick of going to the hospital.
Yeah. And speaking personally, I can relate to the elation that comes from seeing success and feeling better. You know, I changed my diet about a year and a half ago and started eating more of a whole plant-based sort of diet. And that on top of getting exercise regularly and making sure that sleep was a priority, I feel amazing. At 50, I feel 10x better than I did at 40. And by the way, I'm saying all this, I'm not a truck driver. If I was a truck driver, I wouldn't have some of the luxuries that I have to be able to do those things. It's a much more difficult environment that they're operating in, which I have a ton of respect for because I know how challenging that is. But I can relate to how good that felt. And so being an advocate for taking, you know, health, you know, wellness and taking care of yourself is I'm a big part of that. And I also, it's encouraging to hear that drivers, when they see success, that they're also, you know, sort of screaming from the rooftops. Now, TLC has been working with Heartland Express, I think, for 4 years or so. Perhaps you can share some of the data that's revealed from that, you know, ongoing partnership.
Sure. So we've been working with Heartland Express in Iowa. Most everybody knows where Heartland Express is, and they've recently purchased Smith's Transport, and they've also purchased CFI. And we offer our program to all of their companies. They wanted to reduce the medical spend for their employees that have diabetes, and they wanted to reduce worker comp claims. Someone who has diabetes also misses 3 to 5 more days of work a year, so their absenteeism is an issue. So productivity, absenteeism, medical spend, workers' comp claims, overall health. I mean, think about how you're doing if you have diabetes and you're on the road and you're not managing it, and every once in a while you've got to stop because you're so thirsty, or you've got to stop because your vision is blurry, or your hands are shaky, or your toes are tingly. They wanted to do everything that they could, and I applaud them for helping their drivers. And what we found over the last 3 years is that the medical spend for those in our program is about half of the medical spend for those not in our program. And our engagement rates are much significant than the app products. It's always in the double digits, like 35-40%. And we were concerned initially when we started working, though, will the truck drivers, you know, how will they respond to a program like this? And they're just, they love it. They want help because they know, they've always heard of somebody, oh yeah, my grandmother lost her toes, or my grandfather lost it, or somebody else died of it, or they went in the hospital. So there's always this big scare factor with diabetes, but it is manageable if you get the right help. But the current healthcare system, unfortunately, doesn't really provide the right help. You need more than this is your diagnosis. You need that angel on your shoulder along the way, because sometimes, like a driver once called us, I'm at a truck stop. What do I eat? What I don't know what to do. I want to do this, but what do I do? No, so they need help.
Well, and I'm guessing, being that you've been doing this work with Heartland, I'm guessing they're a firm believer in this engagement. It's making a lot of sense.
Yeah, they're very happy with everything that we're doing.
Well, and I would also say, just for the carriers out there, not only is this an investment, and I think, as I said earlier, I think it's the right thing to do, but now it's an investment in your workforce, and let it, when they know that you care, when you're investing in their health, their wellness, it's far more important. As I kind of said earlier, your most valuable asset is your driver. We will spend a lot of time and money and energy resources on taking care of our physical equipment. Whereas if we can just help and provide some of the tools for our drivers to be healthier, all the benefits that you rattled off, I think speak for themselves, on top of the fact that you become a culture that the drivers know that you care, that you're there for them.
Yeah, I've spoken at the American Trucking Association conferences a few times, and I've seen these great big beautiful trucks. And I always say to trucking companies, okay, the truck is beautiful. It's got every single feature you can imagine, high tech, everything, monitors, everything. But if the person who opens a door and sits down has diabetes and they're not managing it, I believe, as a health educator, knows this to be true, that we've got to do everything we can to make sure that the person walking into the truck has all that they need to manage any disease, right? Not just diabetes or hypertension or sleep apnea is a big issue. No, the trifecta, sleep apnea, diabetes, and hypertension. I mean, we owe it to our drivers if we don't want to feed into that shortage, about 80,000 short, right? 500,000 with diabetes. If we don't help those folks, guess what happens? I mean, all any of you have to do is go to YouTube and video truck drivers driving with diabetes on the road. Watch what happens. Trucks are like this, off the road. Well, it's just-
yeah. And well, and kind of to your point, we're talking about 500,000 or so drivers today. That is rising. And education, awareness, and then action on the heels of that are what's necessary.
And one other thing that's really important too is we're a pill-popping country. There's a pill for everything. And all you have to do is listen to the news or listen to social media or listen to the internet or listen to TV or radio. And you'll hear commercials for diabetes all day long. Now, I've had so many patients come up to me and say, Kate, well, I can just take a pill, right? I can just take a pill, and they don't change their behavior. And if it's a lifestyle disease and you're taking medication, which may be necessary, but you're continuing to eat all that you eat, you're continuing to carry an extra 100 pounds, you're continuing not to exercise, how long is that medication going to be helpful? At some point, your body is just, as I said, completely wreaking havoc. You've got to change your lifestyle. It's very hard to change your lifestyle, and that's why I love that quote, you know, the angel on your shoulder. They'll help you. Bite-sized pieces. So the first question is not what was your sugar level or what was your blood pressure, or what was your weight, but how'd you feel when you were diagnosed and what's the challenge and what's the challenge for you? What's the challenge for your family?
Yeah. And helping with the path forward. This is a great opportunity to dive into our deeper dive segment where we take a question from one of our listeners. And today's deeper dive question is brought to you by Infinity Workforce Solutions. The deeper dive question is, our medical insurance costs are getting out of hand. What are some best practices to keep them in check? I think we've kind of talked about some of those types of things. What would you suggest?
Yeah, I think medical expenditures for all companies are getting out of hand. We have more severely obese people in America than we do obese. I think personally, social media has made it worse because people tend to be on their phones or their computers forever. We're not outside as much. I think for diabetes specifically, if you offer a program such as ours, you can reduce the medical spending in half for those are in our program. So if companies that are listening to this are worried about their medical spend, and remember, take your total employees, multiply by 16, then multiply by 16,000. That's what you're spending. So our goal is to help the individual manage their disease, keep them out of the hospital, and to reduce the medical spending for the company. Right? Because if you don't, and I can show you data, if anybody wants it, I can show you what the medical spending currently is for your company for diabetes. I can show you what it is if you don't help those people versus you do help those people. And we have lots of case studies that I can send. I can send the Heartland case study, which shows those not in our program, the medical spend continues to increase and those in our program continues to decrease. So there's lots of win-win, right? People feel taken care of, so they're more apt to stay at your company. People are managing their disease, so they're missing less days of work, less workers' comp claims, and staying out of the emergency room.
Yeah, and less heartache. Let's move the needle on this 61 number. That number is just entirely unacceptable. Can you share, how can we learn more about TLC and the problem you're solving for the industry? Where should we send them, the audience?
Sure. So if you just go to truelifecare.com, there's about 7 articles about truckers and how they're handling diabetes and some of the presentations that I've done at the ATA conferences over the years. And I can also provide my phone number. I think, was somebody going to put up a screen with True Life Care? Well, it's truelifecare.com. And my phone number is 615-369-0707.
Thank you so much for joining me, Kay. The noble work you and True Life Care are doing, I think, is saving the lives of our fellow American drivers. Keep the faith and trust that our growing awareness of the epidemic is the first step to real, long-lasting improvement.
Thank you so much. It's education. You've got to understand what's the difference between 1 and 2, and then what are treatment options, and not just taking medicine. I'm so excited that you invited me for this presentation. I've been following you for years, so I hope that this reaches some people that are really interested in learning more.
I'll do all I can to help, okay? It means a lot. I really appreciate it. Thanks again.
Okay, have a good day.
And thanks for joining me for another episode of Taking the Higher Road. Stay tuned for the next episode as I'm joined by Kyle Kotke, General Manager of Minnesota-based Kotke Trucking. And once again, special thanks to the sponsors of the show. We really appreciate you. If you're interested in being a sponsor or joining me for an interview, please email Jeremy at takingthehighroad.com. Until next time, thank you for taking the higher road.